Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
You know, a lot of Zen talks presented in prose, they're very didactic, the idea being toward teaching something. But as you know from having come here for years, any didactic approach to explain Zen usually falls on its face. What we're hoping for is to just point a finger in a particular direction. I also mentioned last week I had been to the poetry festival. That, plus having Gary Snyder, who I mentioned also, all go into the mix of today's talk, which is going to lean more in the direction, much more in the direction, of poetic expression, as opposed to a didactic expression. One of the basic questions that we ask in Zen, and it's presented in many forms, but it's really the same question. The form that I'm going to use today is, what is your original face? What was your original face before your parents were born? I wrote a haiku, quickly. Listen to the sound. Red, yellow, and orange leaves fall on each other. So what is your original face? I'll give you a hint. Conception obscures it. Another hint. Nature reveals it. Dogen wrote, flowers in spring, cuckoos in summer, moon in autumn, snow in winter, serene and cool. Snow in winter, serene and cool. For many of us, it is easier to meet our original face walking in the woods or sitting on a mountain. If we allow ourselves to be fully present to the activity of the natural world, our brain comes to a rest, and we experience an irresistible affinity with all things. And when we move in harmony with a forest, or in harmony with a mountain, the self, or the sense of self, adjusts itself. So it's not that there is no self. It's that it has become much greater than we originally thought. We realize that self is everywhere. Dogen wrote, saying that the self returns to the self is not contradicted by saying, the self is mountains, rivers, and the great earth. Saying that the self returns to the self is not contradicted by saying, the self is mountains, rivers, and the great earth. Now that statement is much more poetic than didactic. So all Buddhas, that means all of us, all Buddhas are wind, rain, water, and fire. And when we realize this, that is, when the mind is no longer restless, what else can we say but there is just this? And it's just this, that is our original face. It's a lovely poem by Mary Oliver called Sleeping in the Forest. I thought the earth remembered me. She took me back so tenderly, arranging her dark skirts, her pockets full of lichens and seeds. I slept as never before, a stone on a riverbed, nothing between me and the white fire of the sky, but my thoughts. And they floated light as moths among the branches of the perfect trees. All night, I heard the small kingdoms breathing around me, the insects and the birds, who do their work in the darkness. All night I rose and fell as if in water, grappling with a luminous doom. By morning, I had vanished at least a dozen times into something better. This is a wonderful poetic expression of Mary Oliver realizing her original face. I'm not very good at Chinese, so I'm probably going to butcher this, but Wang Wen Wei. Upon observing a painting at the house of the mayor of Ho Tung, said, "The fashioner of things has no original intentions. Mountains and rivers, all spirit condensed. Who has come up with these miraculous forests and springs? Pale ink on fine white silk." He's pointing to his original face. The last poem that I'll use, I'm going to take from Gary Snyder. It's called For All. Ah, to be alive on a mid-September morn, fording a stream barefoot, pants rolled up, holding boots, pack on, sunshine, ice in the shallows, northern Rockies, rustle and shimmer of icy creek waters, stones turn underfoot, small and hard as toes, cold nose dripping, singing inside, creek music, heart music, smell of sun on gravel. I pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the soil of Turtle Island and to the beings who thereon dwell, one ecosystem in diversity. Again, pointing to our original face. So, you know, when the time comes, when the time is right, flowers open. That's it. That is our face before our mother is born. That is our original face. When the time comes, flowers open. Can you see it? Thank you.